پیروی خس پارسیک پارسیک خس نا پارسیک هاویم و یه سو دیلی تلز of the attack made by the Plishtim against the Israelites. I mean, that was the practice of the so-called Palestinians. They never had possession of Eretz Yisrael, but they always harassed Eretz Yisrael. It was, in the biblical times, it was a barbaric nation who never had possession of any land for a substantial length of time. But they always arrest, and they arrest, you know, through a so-called heroic acts, you know, like Goliath, you know, gymnastics. I mean, that's how they arrest the Israelites. And this is still the practice today, same thing, except that today they do it not only at Israel, but all over the world, even New York, in the World Trade Center. So it's mentioned the Plishtim, so it's mentioned in Perek Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel, a Pasuk Vav. So it says, so before it's mentioned that the Plishtim were ready to attack Eretz Yisrael. So Vayima Yenosam, you know, son of Anam, Lisa Chilov, the Chobi Nabo, and you know, son, the son of Shaul, was a commander of a certain regiment. Hine anachne even lo anoshim v'nilguinu aleyem, in keyen u eleinu deimu, ala geinu aleichem. In other words, he gave to the Nahar his aid, a simen. The Plishtim were ready to attack them. So, should they be magnum themselves and attack the Plishtim, or they should wait until the Plishtim attack? It's a very important political question. If you ask the United Nations, so they would say, you have to wait until they kill some of you. And even then, so, you have to use your hands, not the gun has to show. So, Ayima Yinosom, Tinachno Evrim Aranoshim, Viniklino Aleyem, in Keyem Oelein, Deimu, Adageinu Aleichem. Suppose the Plishtim will see us, and the other side will tell us, be silent, and until we reach you. So then it's a sign, the Omadnu Tachtenu Vilinale Aleim. Then it will be a sign that we shouldn't attack them, but we should wait. Vinkeyemu Aleolenu Volinu, and if the Plishtim would say with courage, apparent courage, well, attack us, and then we'll counteract your attack. So then, we also do alein. So then, we alein. Then it will be a sign that we have to attack them first. Kinisonom adishem beyadenu vizeh alonois. The Gemara in Chum deyanosh says. Kol nichush, sheinei ki nichush, Eliezer Avraham, v'nichush, yenis l'mbeshol leina nichush. So the Rambam explains it kipshute. It means there is a love of l'sinachshu. What is the love of l'sinachshu? A person is not allowed to make omens for himself. Omens. In other words, if a person goes out of his house in the morning to work, then he needs a black hat. So he says, since when I walked out of the house, I met a black cat. So that's a very bad omen. That's an omen that I shouldn't go to work, because if I Chas V'Sholem go to work, a misfortune will overtake me. So he's a lab, and if he does a maisi, because of that, he walks back home. He's chayv malchus. He's chayv malchus. So now there is a very curious marsha at the end of Ayis, where the Rambam is mamish kineget, and always in the Magnet. Because the Gemara in Ayis says that on Rosh Hashanah night, we have to eat certain things as a simen that we should have a good year. So the Gemara says, Mamino, Simonimus, what do? We eat challah with honey on it, or a sweet apple, and then we put honey on it, and you say, Yerotzeish et chadeish oleinu shanotivom suko. Or we eat something that phonetically has the sound of a lovely thing, and we say Yerotzeish shesineinu shetirem imapol. I mean, so the Gemara mentions certain foods in Ayis, that in Aramaic it had a phonetic connection. I mean, but that, the Rambam says, it depends on each place and the time. Let's say in the United States, where the language spoken is not Aramaic, so it has, you have to eat something that phonetically implies something ugly. So I'm always asking Shaila, what should we eat Rosh Hashanah night? You can't eat the things that the Gemara mentions, because that has a phonetic implication of something terrible, something ugly. So I said, you know, there is a food called ugly. Sure. Do you ever taste ugly? It's a very delicious food. You can eat it over here. And you can say that over here, not after Rosh Hashanah. So I tell everybody, I buy ugly, and then, first of all, you can use it for Shachriyam, the second night of Rosh Hashanah, because it's not, you can't get it all the time. And then, when we don't put any honey on the ugly, and you were saying, Yerotzein, Sheh, PLO, PLM, Mapolo, Chaluto. I mean, there's nothing. So the Mashra is the Kashi. How can the Morin here say that Shmamina Shimon will say what involves Elav Geraisi, Yehus. So Marshall mentions it in Kiddush, that a lot of Shlosi Nachshu applies only to one who makes an evil omen. In other words, if he sees, he goes out of the house to go to work, and he sees a black cat, he says, oh, black cat, it's an omen that something, misfortune will overtake me. And he goes back home, and he says, well, it's not. But suppose when he goes out of the house, he sees a white cat. I mean, the example is mine, but that's what he says. Oh, he says, white cat, wonderful. That's an omen that I'll be very successful. And he goes, he runs, you know, to work. Then he's not even alive. Not only is not even alive, but it's music. It is something appropriate. Something. But the Rambam says the Feresh connect.
Just because it's good?
Because it's good, yeah.
Or because...
As far as superstition is concerned, in the same superstition, whether you make a bad omen or an unfavorable omen or a favorable omen, but the Torah is not marked on superstition. Let the Jew have superstition, as long as it's conducive. One second, I'll explain it. Judalef, Milchas Abins Kehobim, Halocha Dalet. Im Nachashin Tiako, Shenema Luis Nachsh, Kesa Duan Yehush, Kinelu Sheimrim, Hoyel Vinoflo, Piti Mipi, Inofam Baklin Yod, In Heleich Lemokim Plane Ayen, Shimeleich, Ein Chafotzai Nas. Hafatzanas. Hoyo biova ashur mini in yeitse mi pesa beisi hayein. She may say, if gain or the Rambam, that's not such a terrible thing. So, in the Rambam's days, there was no superstition of a black cat or number 13. Number 13 is very popular, even today. I was lucky, you see. I couldn't get an upgrade. So I had to take a seat in coach. And the seat in coach was at the end of the play. The end of the play, I had to walk, you know, and Tivero, when I walk with the walker, I need white space. Otherwise, I have to figure out exactly how to put the walker, and sometimes there is such narrow space I couldn't pass put the walker, so then I have to hold on to the seat, and then the stewardess carries the walker for me because there is not enough space to put the walker. It was at the end of the play, the end of the play, and everybody saw that I have to walk. And you know how many times when I walk, when I can't put the walker, I say, oh, you know. So then, one person who was sitting in number 13, and my seat was number 25, you know. So he said, maybe you want to exchange. I said, gladly. Thank you so much. So he was grateful to me, and I was grateful to him. Why was he grateful to me? Because 13 is an unlucky number. And years ago, that was half a year after my son Yossi was born. So that was 40 and a half years ago. So I was put in months in Beth Israel Hospital. I had no salvation. They cut out one third of my stomach at that time. So I was put in number 630. Not only 13 itself is unlucky. Anything that has 30, 130, 230, 630, whatever has 30, so is unlucky. So then a young fellow, a Jewish fellow, came into my room. My room number was 630. And they put him in the next bed. He looked at the number, so he saw 630. He said, he doesn't want to be in that room. So the one who put him in said, the rabbi is in that room, why are you afraid? He's not afraid. So I asked him, why are you here? You look strong, you know, and tall. I mean, he shook me on Milo. Why? I didn't think that he had an operation. So I said, I'll tell you why I'm here. I'm not sick, but I have a girlfriend. And the girlfriend doesn't like my nose. because the nose was a little contaminated. If you look attentively, so you can notice it's a little crooked. So she said, she'll not go out with me unless I go through a cosmic operation. So I said, so that's why you are willing to undergo an operation and you are afraid of number 13. There's no consistency. He was attending engineering school, you know, a smart boy, a Jewish boy. So he said, why not? My girlfriend refuses to go out with me. I said, are you engaged to her? So I said, oh no. He just three times that to go out. So I says, why don't you break off with her? She's not good for you anyway. If she can say that this is a conditio sine qua non, a cosmic operation. So he said, so then the resident came in, and finally, with all the pressure by myself and the nurses and the intern and the resident, he agreed to stay with it in that room. He had an operation, and he was there. He had operation the same day, and in 3 days he was out. I had operation 4 days later in those days, and I stayed in the hospital 4 weeks. All right. So that shows how superstition is prevalent even today. Only the objects of superstition changed. The Rambam mentioned Shua. Today it's a black cat or number 30. So the Rambam says, Ein nachashin ki akum, shenema olis nachashu, keisatu an yechush, ki neilu sheimrim, hoyo vinofu piti mipi, vinofu makli miyodi, ein heilich limokim pleini ayein, shi meilich ein chafotzei nasi, hoyo viova shuo mimini, in yeitzei mipesadisi ayein, shi meitzei ibgeini odom ramai, וכן אלו ששמים ציף צופאיף, ואם הם יהיה כך ולא יהיה כך, טבע עשיס דבר פלני ורל עשיס דבר פלני. וכן אלו שאימרים שחי תרנגל, זה שקורא בערפיס, שחי תרנגל, זו שקורא מתרנגל. So that's a favorable omen, שחי, and still is able to snatch. So it's mamish, not like the masho. V'chein ha-meisim simonim la'atzmi. Im yera li kach v'kach, esed avopleim. V'im lo yera li lo yesed, ki elezer ha-davon, and Jameson ben Shaul, he doesn't even mention. He only mentions ki elezer ha-davon. But Gemara in Chum, Pirgi Anoshe, mentions both Eliezer and Avraham and Jameson Bishol. Kol Nichush Sheinei Ki Nichush Eliezer and Avraham. What was the Nichush of Eliezer and Avraham? The Nichush of Jameson, that's the Pasuk here. In Yom Ha'alil. So, Violino. But Eliezer and Avraham, he says, Roya Anara. אשר תצא לאשקיס ואמרתי לו שקי לי ואומרו לי אשק לך וגם לזמלך אשק כי אמר so that is the girl that the baby shall have destined for Yitzchak so the Ram says what? one second ואם לא יערה לי, לא יעשה כי לא יעזר אבי לעבור, וכן כל קייץ יבדור מאירו, הקרוס יכול להיעשה מעשה מפני דובו מדבור מאירו ולהיקי. אמר אברום, זה שיבוש גודל, שהרי דובו זה מותר ומותר, ואולי תעשה הלושן שרו kol nichush eini kelezer evit avon v'yemesin eini nichush v'useiveya shel yinisa nema v'loi el hochikoma eini rou nismech vei chosha val tzadikim kimeisa avei rozu v'ya aveinu ave matke pulsed nurelab. She says, they have been around present when the Rambam accused them of being Eivea and the love of Rishi Nachshu, so then they would have slept his face with fiery slaps. So in other words, for the Rambam, as far as Lezer Avraham, so he didn't accuse them of any Issa that was before Matan Torah. And there was no Yisrael of Nifush and Meneach. It's not one of the Nisri Meneach. So he didn't accuse Eliezer of Avraham, like Eliezer of Avraham was a great person. You know, it says in Yume that Eliezer of Avraham was the Zok in the Asian Yeshiva, but he was not in Israel. He was Meneach. It's not one of the Nisri Meneach. And as far as Jameson Ben Shaul is concerned, the Rambam doesn't even mention, the Gemara mentions. The Rami Chum says that the Nichush by Elazar of Avraham really involved the Nisa, except that was Kidam Akutero, so he wasn't either a Nisa. But if a Jew would make that kind of Nichush, today he would be able to love his nachshu. But the nichush by Moshe Ben Shaul did not involve any love of nichush. Why? So he explained it psychologically. In other words, the Plishtim were not big bearing. They only used political strategy and shrewdness. In other words, I call the politicians, so they make a show of ruin, of power, like Saddam Hussein and everybody. So they said, in keyemu eleinu, deimu, stay there, adageinu aleichem, v'yomadnu tachtim. In other words, if they say, don't start fighting us, so then it means that they are not confident. That they are really, I mean, are confident that they can attack us. So then, we are mad mitachtein, in other words, they are confident, apparently, they have enough military potential to attack us. Why should we demand them ourselves? Let's wait a minute, let's be ready until they attack us. Psychological. But Vinkeyu Amuale, they chose, they are afraid. They don't have the military potential to attack us, but they want to show chutzpah to frighten us. So then we Alino Kinisonamadishem so psychological, so it's not based upon superstition. And the Nichush of Eliezer of Avraham, curiously, according to the Ran, is based upon superstition. In other words, a Nichush is simen that you make that is based upon psychology is not involved in this. You have to use psychology in dealing with people, especially with poor people. You have to use psychology. But Daniel now, he says that Dafke, and I think the Rambam says that in Chumash, and Rashi says it in Chumash. In other words, he put Dafke Eliezer and Avraham Simen was not based upon superstition. Yeah, the Chumash Chumash Pirah, Chumash Rashi is because he wanted to know whether the narrow is the Gemara's chasod. So if the narrow has so much generosity that when Eliezer asks her to give him a drink, as she is drawing, as she is filling up the pail with water from the bear, so she has so much fairness that she says, of course I'll give you a drink, and I'll also give you a camel surgery. Eliezer didn't ask her to give a camel surgery. So if a person just responds, so then it's a raya that he has external courtesy. There are many people who are not kind or not generous, who are even ruthless and cruel and tough, but they have the external courtesy. Why not? Listen, it doesn't hurt them. It only is beneficial for them. But if a girl volunteers to do something that involves work, even when the person doesn't ask, then it's a raya that she has an ethnic character.
Yeah. Does it matter that Eliezer asked Hashem?
Because Eliezer meant that was the right approach. Everything is Hashem.
Right, so how could you say that it was the English? Yes, I thought it was wrong for the next girl.
Because the Gemara says, you know, there is Ishmina Pogi in the Rabbi Rambam, that everybody has to touch him. Against him, says that the Ishmina Pogi says that Hakabli Shemayim Chutz Miyar Shemayim. Anything that has to do with ethical behavior, Litab or Libish, is not agreed by Kodishpon. So he says, many people, many Jews make a mistake. They say, on the basis of the Gemara, Libay, Tipazu, so, in the basis of the Gemara, in Sefer, that Abayim Shono Kidim, Yitziras Ablat, Basko, Yates Vaim, the Maris, Bas playing in the plane, of the temple. So on the basis of that they say that the Shidach is decreed. So the Rambam says, that's nonsense. How can we say a Shidach is decreed by the people? The people, after all, is Hakabri Shemayim, Chutz Miyar Shemayim, Yam Mechuyev to do a Shidach. Some male, but so as the Pshat, Basko, Yates, Basko, and he doesn't say, he says it's not. So I say, no, he doesn't mean Basko, Basko, and the plain. How can you say Basko, and the plain? You see that many times one marries, let's say a king marries a Christian, how you talking that the Hashemayim should be decreed, that the king should be revived. All that, when let's say a Tam Tochem marries a Bas Tam Tochem, you could say it. If you are foolish, you could say it. But a king marries a witch on the Dushan Yitzchak, Tishlomim marries an Elvo, all right, so the Dushan is not Chal, so it's not even a marriage. It's just a Znus Bialm, but the king marries a bush, so the Dushan Yitzchak, there is a marital relationship. How could you say the Hashgacha decreed it? But the Pshat in the Mori is that the Hashgacha decrees that every person, Jew or Gentile, has a spouse that is destined to him. Destiny. Mimele, the Hashgacha manipulates that boy should meet that girl. And you have an opportunity to marry her. some time to see. The girl is from Australia, and the boy is, I don't know, from Texas, and just happened to meet in a certain hotel, and then they get married.
In Israel.
In Israel, and there are really many differences. Or 770, I mean, they make a difference. Where they get married. So, the Hashgacha manipulated that this boy should meet that girl. But the Hashgacha does not agree that he has to meet to marry her. That decision has to be made by him. In other words, the Hashgacha only manipulates that the boy should have the opportunity to marry the destined spouse. But who made the decision? They themselves. They themselves. So that's why we can't ask a question. He can. So this is what the Rambam means. The Rambam means that the final decision is made by the people themselves, by the boy and the girl, not by Hashem. Because Hakobi Shemayim, Chutz Mir Shemayim. Now let's see.
What, so how's that relate back to Eliezer? Then?
1 second, let's see the Rashi. Reishis Chodalet Posi Kiveis Vayina Ad Shem Alekei Adeni Avon Hakri No Lufona Haye Vasi Chesed Im Adeni Avon Kini Yone Echimitza Valein Avoy Uvneis Hanshi Oyir Yeitze Islishi Vmoy Roya Anaro Asherim Arileo Hatino Chadech Veshtem ביום רוסי וגם מלאך אשתו איסו אוי סו יחחתו לאב וחולי יצחו ובו הידע כי אוסיסו חסד מדהים שכה שזה כי אוסיסו חסד אונא, אתו יחחתו רוי אוי אלוי לוי שתהיית מרס חסודים וכדאי להיקומי לביס פלאבון. So on the contrary, just the reverse of the Ram. The Ram explains the מיחוש הפיינס of בדרך הטבע according to psychological insight. And Rashi, and this is a medrash I think, explains דווקא the מיחוש of Eliezer ודאפור על פי דרך הטבע. In other words, that will show that she is a gracious and generous girl. So she is the destined spouse of Yitzchak. I mean, of course Hashem manipulates that Yitzchak, that each boy, not only Yitzchak, should have the opportunity to marry the destined spouse who is suitable for him. Now, so here, is mentioned. Anyway, so according to the Ram, Dafke the Nihush of Yenison is based upon Derech HaTeva. And the Pshat in the Marshal, it's not difficult, because the Marshal Shiti is that Nihush is only when it's based upon superstition. I mean, it's based upon superstition. I mean, there's the Rambam Shiti. The Rambam Shiti, there is no difference between the favorable omen and the non-favorable omen. What Simone will say is al pi derech hateva. You know, the Shoshanite, every Jew wants to have a good year. So in order to have a good year, he has to search his soul, he has to do tshuva. But if he just internally makes all the decisions in the world, there is no external manifestation. So it's not so lasting. But if you do something externally, then it corroborates your internal decision. So that's why we say, Simone Mills, The Mashal, on the other hand, he agrees the Arishim Rachilik and the Rambam. The Rambam says that there are some who say that Kishe and all these things that were practiced by the ancient nations, Aramis accepted the Torah of it. But he says now, the MS, the Torah will be Masr, I feel to ask. If Kishef is MS, so there, why should it be Masr? So it would be a scientific, a scientific technology. But he checked. So why is it Hashem Chayim missing? Because they deceive the people. Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph, Nechavis Kehobi, Halocha Tesvov, and the Zayin, HaMechashiv Chayev Skile, Chayev Skile, Vihush Oso Maisik Shofi, Avo Eichis Esenai, Hush Yiresh Oso, Vuloy Oso, Leike Makas Mar. So the Gemara says, that there is a difference between Kishef and Achilles Nai. What's Achilles Nai? That's like the magic of today. Today you don't have magic. Even the Rishayim, they say that magic had, was true, but today they don't know it. So today's magic is just Achilles Nai. In other words, when I was a young child, I watched magic by magicians. So they used to, there was a whole audience, and then he took out an egg from his pocket, and he said, you see the egg? I took it out of the pocket. You see the egg? I have it in my hand. And then, a minute later, he put his hand in the pocket, and he showed that the packet was empty because originally there was an ash. He emptied it out. He took out the other side, of the packet to show it that everybody saw, was convinced that it was empty. And then he put his hand again into the packet and pushed out the egg. Magic. All the children were amazed. And even the grown-ups were amazed. They thought it was real magic. But what's the explanation? The explanation is they are so quick and swift in their actions that they do things quicker than the eye of the people can see. That's a certain skill. Not everybody has that skill. That's called Achilles Nayim. So Achilles Nayim is love the eyes. Love the eyes. Sometimes I get the shiloh. Can you take children to a magic show? So I say, famishiles, you want to have fun? Magic show is a lot of fun. It's almost as much as a bowling, you see. So I say, if you tell the children and you explain to them that it's all nonsense and the reason is just why the such wonderful, unnatural things is because they have such a skill in their hands that they do it quicker than the eye can see, then you can take them. Otherwise, you'll be there, not their eyes. I mean, the children will be there, but you'll be there, misrise it, not allowed to miss up to your diamond to come.
And what about the magician? Is it, let's say, a firm person wants to put on a magic show?
For children who really think...
Well, no, let's say the magician himself, if he explains to the children that it's just...
Then he's allowed to do it, of course. Whether the magician explains, or the parent explains, or the teacher explains, it doesn't make any difference. As long as they know that it's not an unnatural act. So, because the Mishnah is the Kashi, then the Rambam says, in Halacha Tzayin, Udvarim Ha'elu, Kulam Divrei Sheker, because of it, Kishet and all the things, Nichush, and Nisyeinu, is all Sheker because of it. ואין שהיטו בהם להתחולים הקטלנים בגי הרוצנס כדי שינהגו אחריהם. ואין רואי לסרויר שהם חכומים וחוכומים ולמושר בעבורים אלו ולא להלוי סלח, עלוי שישתל הזמן, שנאמר כאילו נוח המניח הנוח של יעקב, כאילו כסף לישראל, ונאמר כהגויים האלה אשר התאיר שישון, אל נעינים ולכסים לשמור, ואת עלוי כי כל המאמין לדבורם אלו בחיי סימן, ומחשי בליבי שנמס ובחוכמו, אבל להכיר עושה אותו, אינון אלו מן הסחולים מחסרי הדעס, ומכל הנושים והקטנים שהמדייתם סלנו. אבל בעלי חוכמו ומן הדעס ידעו ברייס בורס שקוראו לדבורים שעושו תירו אינון דבר חוכמו, אלו תירו בהבר שמים שבו בין חסרי הדעס, ונוטשו כל דרכי או אמס בגלורו, ומזרם לו תירו, כשהזירו על כולו העבורים, תומים תהיה נשמותיה. זה קודם ברמב"ם, if you think that kishev, nirush, is a mess for the Torahs or Asabed, so then yarei veranes of tomim tiyeh shemotia. But there is a machlekes l'sheni in the Tshuvos HaGeinim. So there is a machlekes between Rav Shmuel ben Chofni Goyer and other game. Rav Shmuel ben Chofni says like the Rambam that Kishev and all the things, the Kesei, you know, and Shriva Chava and the Dabar Amesim is all Sheka because, but the ancient nations, they knew how to deceive people. So when the ancient Nehashi, you know, used to bring up a dead person from his Keva to speak to him, so they knew how to do it, to deceive the people, that the people should think that the dead person is speaking to him. That's a terrific skill, but that's and Rav Sadi went, and they, but then other than you say that Chofni Goyen, Rav Sadi Goyen were influenced by the philosophy in which they are involved. But we believe Kipshuta, except that the Torah has it, and they have a difficulty, problem, with the Balasev, who was Male, Shmuel, to speak to Shaul. So, how can you say Sheka because of it? So Rav Chofni Goyen says something very dear. He says that at that time, it was Shalom Yachadet. But, so Shmuel really spoke to him. But all other cases of Balasev is Kozom Sheker. But the Torah has of it because they deceive the people. And that is the Shittas HaRambam. Also, that's the Shittas HaRambam also. Some melee, the Mashor apparently, he agrees with the Shittas HaRambam that it is Emes. But why did the Torah answer it? Because it's detrimental to people. It's detrimental to people. So it's better for them not to seek to do it. But even they agree that even though there is a basis of truth in all these activities, but we nachash, we kesem b'Yisrael, so it means that the person, a Jew, can overcome the truthfulness. It's like somebody who is fighting the laws of nature. throw big artificial seeds at certain people who have an irresistible impulse, let's say, a drug addict. So, but he can be rehabilitated if he works hard and is determined to fight. So here too, Zhishev and all aid and they need, there is a truth in that. But it's possible for a person to overcome that. And the Pasuk says, Kuri Nachash, the person in Israel, he doesn't even know the Israel. The Israel who have to overcome these laws of nature. A goy is not mechuyev. It's not of the mitzvahs nevea. So Mele Mashoshit is that the reason as to why the Torah said it is because it's only detrimental for a person. And if he finds it out, so then instead of trying to overcome it, he'll become desperate. And then he's more likely, he's destined to fall prey to these laws of meta-nature, you know. According to these regimes, just